Listening second.
再度音声を聞き、次の質問に対する最も適切な答えをそれぞれ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
The best way to get around New York City is through a combination of walking and mass transit. New York City's subways and buses are inexpensive, operate 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. They provide a fun way to extend sightseeing and get you where you need to go fast. Other ways to get around include ferries and even an aerial tramway. Getting an MTA Metro card is your first step to navigating the city's subway and bus system. You can purchase a Metro card at any subway station from multilingual machines that accept cash, ATM cards, and credit cards, or from booth attendants. Riders can choose a single ride, multi-ride, or an unlimited ride Metro card. If you purchase a single ride card, the fare is $2.75. But if you purchase multiple rides on one card, the fare drops to $2.50 per ride. The unlimited Metro card is offered at various flat rates and enables users to ride as often as they like within fixed time periods. Added 10% discounts are given for seniors, age 65 and up, and disabled users. The easiest and quickest way to travel through New York City is by subway. Subway trains are often much faster than street-level transport. For only $2.75 for a single ride, you can use the system citywide and transfer at particular stations as many times as you need. You can even transfer for free from bus to subway or vice versa within 2 hours. MTA buses are excellent for reaching destinations not convenient to a subway stop. Local city buses accept Metro cards as well as exact coin change. As with the subway system, riders may pay $2.75 for a single ride or use an unlimited ride Metro card to ride any distance till the end of the route. Express buses cost $6. Listen again. The best way to get around New York City is through a combination of walking and mass transit. New York City's subways and buses are inexpensive, operate 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. They provide a fun way to extend sightseeing and get you where you need to go fast. Other ways to get around include ferries and even an aerial tramway. Getting an MTA Metro card is your first step to navigating the city's subway and bus system. You can purchase a Metro card at any subway station from multilingual machines that accept cash, ATM cards, and credit cards, or from booth attendants. Riders can choose a single ride, multi-ride, or an unlimited ride Metro card. If you purchase a single ride card, the fare is $2.75. But if you purchase multiple rides on one card, the fare drops to $2.50 per ride. The unlimited Metro card is offered at various flat rates and enables users to ride as often as they like within fixed time periods. Added 10% discounts are given for seniors, age 65 and up, and disabled users. The easiest and quickest way to travel through New York City is by subway. Subway trains are often much faster than street-level transport. For only $2.75 for a single ride, you can use the system citywide and transfer at particular stations as many times as you need. You can even transfer for free from bus to subway or vice versa within 2 hours. MTA buses are excellent for reaching destinations not convenient to a subway stop. Local city buses accept Metro cards as well as exact coin change. As with the subway system, riders may pay $2.75 for a single ride or use an unlimited ride Metro card to ride any distance till the end of the route. Express buses cost $6.